Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
Flying at light speed is pretty much impossible, unless you're Han Solo, by Retta Lane. Spoiler alert, I'm going to talk about Star Wars The Force Awakens. If you haven't seen it by now, I have a feeling that you either don't really care about the movie or you don't care about spoilers. Don't worry, I'm not going to give away anything major. Still, you have been warned. In one scene in the movie, Han Solo and Finn, oh, and Chewbacca too, are trying to get on the surface of the Starkiller to disable the shields. Here's the important dialogue as they approach the planet. Finn: how are we getting in? Han: their shields have a fractional refresh rate. It keeps anything traveling slower than light speed from getting through. Finn: we're making our landing approach at light speed? Shortly after, Han says, okay, Chewie, get ready, and now. Then Han pulls a lever, most likely to come out of light speed, and I'm not sure what Chewie does. Now, if Han Solo is flying the Millennium Falcon at light speed and he wants to stop the starship inside the shield but not inside the planet, how large of a time window would he have to react? Well, in order to get the maximum below shield flight path length, I need two things. First, the radius of the Starkiller base. I'll just assume this is Earth size with a radius of 6.4 times 10 to the power of 6 meters. Second, I need the radius of the shield sphere. I'm going to say this is about the height of space for Earth, which is defined to be 100 kilometers above the surface. This would give an R value of 6.5 times 10 to the power of 6 meters. Putting all these values into a chord equation, I get a maximum flight distance of 2.7 times 10 to the power of 6 meters. No one really cares about the distance you can travel. What matters is the time. If the Millennium Falcon is traveling at light speed, how long would it take to pass through this zone? If you do the math, you come up with a time of 0.009 seconds. Let's just round it up to 0.01 seconds, which is a really short time interval. But is it too short? Well, okay, let's suppose it's only Han that has to react to this time window. Doesn't really matter what Chewie does. It seems that a fast human reaction time might be around 0.1 seconds, which is too slow for this window. With that reaction, Han might come out of light speed after he's already passed back through the shields. However, I think that reaction time is for something unexpected. If you know it's coming up, you might be able to react faster. So I'm going to say this maneuver is plausible. After all, Han is an expert pilot. But what if this drop out of light speed requires some action from Chewie? Well, in that case, several things need to happen. It might go something like this, and I've included estimated times for each step. First, Han reacts to reaching the shield. Let's say he can do this in 0.01 seconds because, well, he's Han. Then Han says, now! Totally guessing that this would take 0.1 seconds. Next, the sound travels from Han to Chewie. With a speed of sound at 343 meters per second and a distance of 1 meter, this would be 0.003 seconds. And finally, Chewie reacts. I guess he's at least as fast as Han, so another 0.01 seconds. For this second case, the total reaction time could be up to 0.123 seconds, and that's too long. They wouldn't make it. But maybe Chewie doesn't really do anything. Maybe Han yells now just to scare the crap out of Finn. Maybe.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.